Hello and welcome to Falcon Cast. I'm Matt Moore. To my left is Jay Adams, also joined by Reed Farron. And I know at first glance what you're thinking. No, it is not St. Patrick's Day. No, we're not going to a rave after this.
We're not paving roads.
We're not going to be working on the power lines or paving roads after this. It is actually Rise Up and Recycle Saturday with the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, I had to nudge these guys a little bit to participate with me, but we all got our green shirts on. It's a really cool cause. You will see if you're watching, if you come to practice on Saturday or watch any of the footage from the Saturday's practice on AtlantaFalcons.com, you will see that not only us will be wearing the green shirts, but all the coaches and personnel staff and you know, executive staff will be wearing this too. And it's a really cool cause, sponsored by Novelis. It does, the Atlanta Falcons do a really nice green initiative, and this is just a way to, you know, represent it and do a little something different.
Absolutely. Tough to miss them.
So how are you guys doing? We're through day one and a half. I'll call it one and a half because we worked the check-in day. You know, that's kind of part of the half of training camp where it officially opens up. It's fun. It's nice. There's football again. And you look down the corner and there's games down the horizon. It's nice.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny because yesterday's practice, you could kind of maybe call it like a mid-season kind of practice because it just felt like any other practice. And I think that's a good thing when you talk about the number of injuries that this team sustained last year, especially starting in training camp. So it was just kind of a run-of-the-mill practice. It was intense. It was certainly intense, but it felt like it didn't feel like a first day for me.
Reed, that was your first official Atlanta Falcons practice that you've gotten to watch. What were your initial thoughts?
Intense was the very first word that came to the front of my mind, obviously. It didn't take long to get into practice before your two of your best players, Desmond Trufant, Roddy White, going after each other, both going for the ball, everything clean. Coaches loved it. They like to see intensity. They like to see the excitement. Got the fans riled up a little bit. So they know. We know we talked about Thomas Dimitroff saying that this team has to get tougher. Mr. Blank said the same thing, and you can see the toughness right out of the gate.
All right, so before camp even started yesterday, before the practice, there was some breaking news. Wide receiver Darius Johnson was released. Your thoughts on that, and what does that do? I think there's probably some guys on that depth chart that can really take advantage of this.
Well, you really look at the structure of the wide receiver position last year, and you lose Kevin Cohn in free agency. Drew Davis is going to start camp on the PUP list. He's probably going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. So his availability at the beginning of the season is somewhat in question. And now you waive Darius Johnson, and so you've got three guys who were on the active roster last year at the wide receiver position who are now either gone or unavailable right now. And if I'm a young wide receiver or a wide receiver who's looking to kind of reestablish his career, I'm loving my situation right now because the door is wide open. And Mike Smith spoke a little bit about this on Friday, that some of these younger guys who maybe weren't in the picture, who maybe were just looked at as maybe warm bodies for training camp, are now suddenly thrust into a role where, hey, you could make a spot on this roster. And, you know, that's an exciting thing for a wide receiver, I would think.
To speak a little play on words, I think Bernard is ready to play. You guys saw him in the offseason, made some plays. Yesterday came out of the blocks, unbelievable quick, coming in and out of his cuts, downfield speed, and he's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, and there's some other guys. I mean, you think about Courtney Roby as a guy who didn't even play last year, former New Orleans Saint, comes in and gets another chance with his former rival. And this now is an opportunity for him to maybe show a little bit of what he can do. You know, Jeremy Ebert, who we just signed just before training camp. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw him out there Friday, and he was, you know, for a guy who had missed all of offseason training with the Falcons and was just thrown into this position the day before training camp started, he didn't look so bad out there. And there are some younger guys as well, but some of these veteran guys should really be looking at this situation as, hey, you know, I can really kind of make a mark now.
I don't know at what point in training camp we could just start the whole nicknaming, but Ebert, I'm giving Ebert the nickname Sponge because he told me yesterday he is soaking up everything the coaches are telling him. And to go into a locker room with Julio Jones, Roddy White, these guys are unbelievable. He's soaking everything up. told me it was an honor to be here, and he's going to look to make the most of it on the receiving end as well as special teams.
And you look at some of the younger guys. You know, we've talked about Bernard Reedy, I think, at length this offseason, and he's really come back. He really picked up where he left off in the first day of training camp. But there's some other names that maybe you should pay attention to. Geraldo Baldwin, a very tall wide receiver out of Boise State. He passes the eye test, so now he's got to kind of show what he can do out on the field. Freddie Martino, you know, there are some other guys out there. Julian Jones, not to be confused with Julio Jones, but Julian Jones, you know, is another guy who could step up into a role that we maybe didn't foresee when veteran minicamp ended just last month. So it's certainly a wide open competition right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm already calling it right now. Reedy is the Paul Warlow cult hero preseason player this year for all the Atlanta Falcons fans. He's fun to watch. Yeah. I'm with you. I couldn't believe some of the routes he was running yesterday. Speaking of yesterday, that would be Friday. Jay, Friday, the opening day of practice. As you mentioned, we're looking at the O-line, D-line, looking at how tough and how physical it's going to get. And right into team, you're getting a scuffle between the O-line and D-line. Pads aren't even on yet. I think the coaches like seeing that.
Yeah, and what's funny is that Reed and I were talking on the sideline, and I think I had mentioned to him that you normally start to see maybe some scuffles during the dog days.
You play the Texans.
Or when the Titans come in practice, and that's when you really start to see, you know, some scuffles and things like that, when just every day is exactly the same and it's just monotonous and everything. But we didn't have to wait long at all as Croy Bierman and Jake Matthews kind of got into it a little bit. And head coach Mike Smith was raving about that kind of intensity. You know, there was no harm done. It was just a little pushing and shoving. But that's the kind of intensity. I think that's the side effect of the toughness mantra. And he said, we're going to have some spirited practices here in Flowery Branch. And I think there was no better way to get that started on the first day of training camp, because you've got Croy Bierman, who hasn't played in about a year, and we all know how Croy is. He's an intense individual when he's out on the field. He's not going to let anybody push him around. But then you've got Jake Matthews, who's just kind of like, he will take on all comers. It doesn't matter who you are, and he's not going to back down from anybody, and he didn't. And that's what I noticed more from that altercation than anything, is that you got a guy that's just excited to be back, and then you've got another guy who's looking to show the rest of his teammates, I'm not going to take anybody's crap.
Yeah, and Coach Smith said the same thing. He loved the intensity. I think the DNA of every NFL player has to have some degree of toughness and swagger, and these guys have it. They showed it yesterday, and Falcons fans, you guys got to be encouraged that this season, totally different than last year.
And when Sunday comes around and the pads go on, I expect to see even more of that. I mean, this is going to be an intense training camp, guys, and I'm excited for it.
I think Monday is the first day of pads from when
Sunday.
I heard Coach Smith.
Sunday. Coach Smith said Sunday.
Coach Smith said Sunday.
I'm going off of what he said. I don't know what your schedule looks
Fans,
like.
Fans, my bet is Monday. Jay and I will bet a lunch on this after the Falcon cast. But anyway, if it's Sunday or Monday, when the pads do come on, that's when you really get to analyze the defensive and offensive line, correct?
Yeah, because that's the thing right now is that, you know, we've just been going off of guys in helmets and shorts. So we don't have a whole lot to go off of. You can look at technique and you can look at different things like that, but until we strap the pads on and really start getting some cracking going on out there, it's tough to tell. And let me tell you something, we'll be focused on what that looks like in the trenches once those pads do go on.
And that's what impressed me yesterday, even in helmets and shorts. Tyson Jackson telling me Rashid Hageman, man-child. Yeah. Unbelievable. He is just a physical specimen that just the speed, the athleticism, the intensity. Can't wait to see the second-round pick perform in 2014.
And to me, he was noticeably bigger just from veteran minicamp. And, you know, some guys have been asked to put on some weight, and I think Rashid might be one of those guys. And I'm not talking about, like, bulk. I'm talking about, hey, you know, if you want an extra cheeseburger, go ahead. You know, and it looks like but it's a good weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a good size that he's showing right now, because he's in shape. He looks great.
And with his work, I think I tweeted something in the offseason. He was working out with the boxing trainers and getting after it in the ring. That is a heck of a workout. So this cat's going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Reed, one thing I wanted to get your thoughts of, I saw it in your Hot Read segment, which every fan should watch. Hot Read is the new hit of AtlantaFalcons.com. You were talking about Brian Cox and his intensity, and I saw it a little bit yesterday. I thought it was hilarious how he's making rookies, vets, third-year guys do up-downs when they weren't hustling. Talk about the intensity you saw from Brian Cox yesterday.
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. You couldn't walk around the practice fields without hearing Coach Cox's voice. And you talk about the players talking about how he holds everybody accountable. And if you're not doing your rep, if you're not following through the full drill, 10 up downs. I want to see him right now. And he holds everyone to it. Rookie, 10-year vet. He was talking to all the guys. If you're not going to be held accountable to the highest standard, we don't have time for you.
You know, the word that I kept hearing from him was finish.
Yeah.
Finish. Yeah. And that's what was really the impetus to handing out some of these up downs was if you don't finish, you're getting up downs. So that I think is a key thing. Just because you may be on the other side of a play doesn't mean you're out of it. And so I think that's what's being instilled in all of these guys right now. Keep an eye out for that if you come to camp and listen to the word finish. You're going to hear it a lot.
Going to the defensive backfield, interesting competition that you guys have pointed out. We kind of know who our one and two are. That would be Trufant and Alford. That nickelback spot, there's a serious competition for that, correct?
It is, and I think, you know, we watched during the offseason, and Robert McClain had a heck of an offseason, and we mentioned that a couple of times on this show. But then, you know, we come out first day of training camp, and Josh Wilson is the guy taking most of the snaps with what you would consider the first team. So this could be I don't read too much into this because it could be just, hey, we want to just see what this guy looks like in this personnel grouping. But it's a spot that we're all keeping an eye on, and Wilson looked good. The other thing I noticed, Javier Arenas made some athletic plays yesterday at the same spot and also working a little bit at the dime cornerback spot. So there's three guys here that I think are really chomping at the bit to prove themselves, and you're going to see a great competition at that spot.
Yeah, even going back to his playing days at Alabama, Javier Arenas, known for his instinctiveness, his quick breaks coming out of the moves, backpedaling, and sticking with the corners and getting, you know, covering ground in the secondary. But also, I think third year is the year for McClain. I think it's his spot to lose, and he's going to show forth throughout camp.
Yeah, McClain's my pony as well, but it's going to be interesting to watch these other couple of guys.
As we move through this first week in a training camp into the next week of training camp, what are you two looking for? What's some storylines we can look forward to?
You know, I want to continue to see the intensity. I think that's key this year, is to keep it, you know. In years past, we've heard Mike Smith say, you know, we want to build to a crescendo through training camp. We don't want to get too high, we don't want to get too low. On Friday, he made a complete departure from that speaking point and said, look, I want the intensity to be high from start to finish here in training camp. And you saw that yesterday. And I think even as intense as it was, I got the sense from Smitty that it wasn't where he wants it to be yet. And that's something I'm going to be looking for, is just how intense are we getting here? How's that momentum going to carry you into the season? That's one of my top storylines right now.
First of all, growing up watching Steven Jackson with the Rams, I thought he was a big dude. Interviewed him yesterday. Unbelievable. And just, he was talking about the relationship in the running backs group. So that's what I'm looking forward to, how these running backs gel. Devontae Freeman coming off a BCS title winning season with the Florida State Seminoles. He looked great first day of camp. So Quiz Rogers, always a talent. So just to see how the running backs gel and the way they're used in the offense in 2014.
And talking about the running backs, I'm going to make a lot of fans very happy here and just mention Antone Smith, because I see him being involved in the offense more than we saw last year. Mm-hmm. He looked really good out there on Friday, and he looked good all offseason, but he just keeps being the unsung kind of guy, and everybody's kind of focused on Freeman and focused on Steven Jackson. But don't forget Antone Smith. This kid is he's hungry. I've spoken to him on many occasions about just kind of getting that opportunity, and he's got it now, and I could see him really being a playmaker in 2014.
You can't sleep on a guy who has an average of 29 yards carry.
No, 29 yards in a cloud of dust, I said yesterday, right?
Unbelievable.
And you can't sleep on the linebackers. Don't forget the linebackers. I was over in their area yesterday. There's a lot of really big, really fast, really good guys that are going to be battling for a competition
there. Absolutely. And you bring in a guy, Pat Angerer, who, you know, he said yesterday that he maybe felt like he knew a little bit more than he did when he actually got out there on the field. But you watch this guy running around. This is an athlete. This is a guy that has just had unfortunate injuries throughout his career, but is still a heck of a player. He looks like Paul Warlow senior out there. You know what I'm saying? It's and he's only 27 years old, but he's a guy who they're built exactly the same, and I think that they're going to learn a lot from each other. But interesting at the linebacker position for sure.
We'll be back next week to talk all about those storylines. We'll also talk about Friday Night Lights. There's plenty of storylines to talk about. In the meantime, check out AtlantaFalcons.com. There's some great content these guys are giving you. Also, check out all our social properties. You're going to get all the inside, behind-the-scenes access if you can't make it to training camp. Thanks again for watching this edition of FalconCast. We'll see you next week.